All right, I am Ken.
I am Ed.
And this is Laughing at Life.
What did Kwan do?
Oh, man.
He's not here today.
Nope.
Not today, but we do have another guest coming in. Okay, well, before we even get started, okay, so I got to address why the podcast is even back and why we're doing it differently now. Because it is different. At first, it was just me doing different guests, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this was originally was, but it's different now. Now it's going to be me, Kendall, and Kwan is going to be on again, probably from the foreseeable future, but today we have another guest coming in, and she'll be here soon, and yeah, that's why I just wanted to address that. So, Kendall?
My guy.
How's it been going, man?
Oh, man, it has been not too bad.
Not too bad.
I hate work.
You hate work?
I hate that shit.
I mean,
I'm tired of work, bro.
It was cold yesterday.
Bro, it was cold and wet, bro. It was
cold and wet.
So, for those of you who do not know, I work at Delta.
Delta Airlines.
Delta Airlines. I throw your bags, bro. I throw the absolute shit out of them bags.
Don't say that.
They should know. They know.
I mean, yeah, everyone knows. Everyone already knows.
Don't care.
I've only flown once, and you know, I've flown once, and they lost the bags. Yeah, one time. It took one time, bro.
Delta?
Damn. Was I with Delta? I don't know if we were with Delta, but it took one time. I mean, we got them back, you know, while we were in the airport. You know, we didn't have to, like, leave, and then they had to, like, ship them to us. But, yeah, we did get them back. But, one time. I never flown Delta, though. I would love to fly somewhere very far.
I have, bro. I went to Ohio back in October.
Oh, Ohio?
I had to go up there because they're doing, like, a little Thanksgiving thing.
Ooh.
I don't know. It was November. I'm tripping.
Yeah. Ooh, so it must have been snowy.
Thanksgiving thing, because we had a buddy who died a few weeks then.
Oh.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
School man.
Marine life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's one of my GM Marines.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
It's all good.
Why is it like that?
Huh?
Why is it like that? PTSD?
It's just hard to cope out here.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I said,
it's not what we used to doing.
So you go to Ohio, it's snowy.
No, it's just cold as shit, bro.
Cold as shit. Without the snow?
There's not a snow in sight, bro.
It was snow.
And it's like 29 degrees outside. But, you know, we still go out there. We shoot some guns. Yeah.
That's great. Everyone loves shooting guns.
Oh, yeah. Shoot some guns, drink some beers, got a few guys drunk.
At the same time?
What? No, we went. Well, we were shooting and drinking, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a whole life, bro. You did a lot of shit in the Marines. Did a lot.
Those are the guys I actually went to Japan with.
Yeah.
I've been with them for years.
How many countries have you gone to?
Four or five.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome. Nice. All on boat or by plane?
One by plane. Everyone goes by boat.
How is that boat life?
Bro, I hate it, bro. Not cool at all? No, bro.
No pirates? No.
We did run into some pirates, actually.
Yeah?
We did.
And you shot at them?
No. They didn't shoot at us. We caught one pirate ship.
Oh.
Yeah. They're Somalians. Caught them.
Oh, yeah? Throw them in the brig?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, the ship has a brig.
Yeah, I assume they did.
Yeah. And then another time, it was like towards our way getting out of... it was towards getting out of the country. Or out of the Suez. Back to, like, Atlantic Ocean so we can go home. Yeah. Towards the end of the deployment, headed back. We run into Iraqi pirates.
Ooh. I didn't know they had pirates.
Yeah.
Iraqi pirates.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry.
I'm fucking. Okay, continue. That's all.
Like the Flying Dutchman.
All right, go.
It was Iranian pirates, my bad.
Oh, okay, cool.
And all he hears, man, scat. That means shit about to hit the fan.
Oh.
The nigga about to start shooting.
Oh.
So you go out there and, like, we see this bitch.
Post up.
Yeah. And then they turn around.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I mean, they can't go up against a giant ship.
Yeah. And we can't shoot first.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they shoot, you know.
As soon as they shoot.
As soon as there's a pop, it's just, oh!
Spray them. Yep. Finish them, niggas.
Spray them, boy. That'd be terrible. Yeah, lit up like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. Well, that's pieces right there. That's a lot of guns pointing at you. But yeah, that's wow. Swapping the poop deck, all that stuff.
Nah, I ain't do none of that mopping.
Jets fuck landing on the plane. On the
yes.
Jets. I bet that was cool.
Not. Well, we didn't have jets. Our ship wasn't that big.
Helicopters.
We had helicopters coming.
That's pretty cool. Like important people.
Yeah, like they like hover over and then you got like niggas out here like hooking that bitch up to the ground and shit.
Oh shit, that's cool. That's pretty cool, man. I was so close to doing that. Can you believe it? So close to doing it. What about out there all the time? Just like it's hot. Girl,
like we actually fired UAVs out there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like them bitches are big, bro. Them shit about the size of this table.
Hmm?
Yeah, the UAV's this fucking big, bro. The size of this table.
God, that is
them bitch is huge.
That's it. I wish you guys could see, but it is a big table. I heard they're doing something new. I don't know if this is the U.S. government doing this, but they're sinking ships intentionally to build more coral reefs. Did you know that's what happened?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, apparently it sinks down, and I guess a whole new ecosystem just... I mean, because it's happened to the Titanic, you know, a whole new ecosystem just sprouts there, and, you know, coral reefs. And we need more coral reefs, obviously, because we are fucking up the...
You know, we are fucking up this planet.
Well, maybe that'll help it, you know? We're trying.
Yeah.
The whole point is to try. At least someone's out there trying. You know? We're not just sitting on our ass, like, not doing anything. But, you know. I don't even know if I can give that win to the U.S. government, because I don't know if it's that them doing it. I should have just did more research. That's on me. I'm sorry.
Nigga.
But I did see it, though. It's pretty cool that they're even doing that. Whoever's doing it. But, yeah. No, unlike you, I did not have to go to work yesterday because I called out, and even if I didn't call out, you know,
it was raining all day.
Yeah, it was raining all day. We wouldn't be able to do shit anyway. So, me and Angel go to North Carolina, right?
To the casino,
and we won $48,000 fucking no.
Oh, but nigga,
that would have been so awesome. No, we won $48. But we were this close. It always does that shit. You know, we were doing a crane machine because I don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah.
You know, so we were just doing that, and it got the eagle shits. You know, I had to get 3 eagles in a row. I got 2 eagles, and then it got all blue and sparkly, and you were like, oh man, is it about to happen? And then it hit the bar.
Oh.
And then I was like, $40. And I was like, fuck it. And I just cashed out. And I was like, just cash out. It's $40. Like, yeah. Use that for gas. I wasn't expecting anything anyway. I mean, because we spent like $40 while we were in there. So, yeah. Go ahead and get that back. But we get there. We had the Gordon Ramsay shit. Yeah, Gordon Ramsay market. Oh. Had the burgers. I got a cake. The cake was good. She had a cookie. Huh?
Y'all drove up there?
Yeah, it was like...
7 hours?
3 hours. North Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina.
No, North Carolina. North Carolina?
Did you take 3 hours to get to North Carolina?
Yeah, it was like 3 hours. It was like right on the cusp.
Nigga, that should take me like 7 hours to get there.
Nah. North Carolina, I'm sure. I'm not tripping. Cherokee, North Carolina. Yeah. It's like right up. It's like that close. Yeah, look it up. Go ahead. Cherokee, North Carolina. It took 3 hours.
Ain't no fucking way.
No, for real. So serious. We get there. And, yeah. And the food was good. I should have tried the pizza. I don't know what I was thinking. I kind of want to go back and try the pizza. Wanted to try the sushi, but, you know, didn't have time. But it was fun. It was cool. They have an event center there. They got tons of shit there. They got a Guy Fieri's restaurants there. It was pretty cool. So, yeah, we got to go back. Me, you, Adriel, Karen, we all got to go back. That'd be fucking awesome. Get a room. Because it's a hotel. Hell yeah. You guys think about doing that? You want to do that? Like a weekend?
I gotta ask her.
Yeah, ask her. That'd be fucking awesome. We could totally do that. But, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And then what happened? I feel like something weird happened, but I can't remember. No, I don't think so. Because we just came back. We just came back the same day.
No,
just drove. Oh, yeah, we drove back, and then that's when the car started messing up.
Oh, damn.
So maybe, I don't know. Maybe we stretched her out too much, you know? You get it? You get...
Nigga, hell no.
You get my analogy? Stretched her out? Yeah, but I don't know what's wrong with her. I don't know what's wrong with Azul. I hope she's okay. That's the name of my car. But yeah, I'm loving it. So, 3-day weekend. Got a party tonight that you have bailed on.
I am so sorry.
It is okay.
My head is a goddamn mess. I can't do it.
It's okay. I am obviously not disappointed. Jeff will be. Because you know.
But I will be playing with the bros tonight.
Oh, yeah? You got to get on some car?
Yes, sir.
Get on some car?
Yes, sir.
I can probably guarantee we might not even be there that long anyway. But yeah, so yeah, we'll probably head back, hop on some car. It's been a minute, because I haven't played. I don't really, play without you guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Because I just be like, I don't really see the point. I mean, I could, but... It's
just, I don't know. I'll be playing Warzone, bro.
Do you?
I'll be playing...
No Resurgence?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then I'll be playing Surge 2. I like hearing the bullshit that comes out of these people's mouths.
Yeah.
Because my lobbies are toxic, bro.
You love the toxic lobby.
Bro, I love them. They're so fun. Them shits be happy. Them shits a whole comedy show, bro.
I mean, these guys be ruthless, boy. Be crazy. And then you, when the game starts, when you first get the game, it asks you not, you know, hey, man, you're going to be respectful and not, you know,
Activision is not paying attention to this shit, bro.
Come on now. They don't care.
Them niggas do not care.
They don't care. They know everyone's going to play it because of that. Obviously, that's why you play it.
Right.
So, yeah, they don't care. They're just like, we're just going to put this right here just to calm people down.
Surprisingly, some people do be getting kicked, though.
Oh, really?
Like, some people, be getting a whole, their voice muted. The mic, yeah.
Shit. You gotta calm down.
Yeah, man. Like a voice band. Shit. God damn.
Your brother be on it, boy. Your brother, he is. Kadeem, boy. That nigga is through the roof.
That nigga is bugging, bro. Yeah,
boy, he heard my wife and was like, oh, you got a girl on the team? Like, holy shit.
So I was about to say, yeah, you about to catch all them dishwasher jokes, bro. Like, bro. Damn, bro.
Dishwasher jokes. That's crazy, man. I'm sorry.
I remember last time. This nigga said, a woman have no rights. Ain't no way this nigga bro, really just said this bro. Shit.
It's so over the top. At what That's point a wild do you, part do you ever to say in 2023. Like, do you ever be thinking to yourself, like, oh, okay, man, that's too much. Do you ever, like, mute yourself?
No. Never.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's hilarious, though. I mean... Because, man, he be getting them fired up. That's probably why we be losing, man. Maybe that's what we be doing it.
Them niggas be doing the same thing to us, too.
No, probably. We gotta get some wins tonight, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Wins tonight. Yes, nothing but dubs.
Nothing but dubs.
My cousin's gonna be on, so that'll be cool. And then, we gotta do.
Actually, I'm gonna, after the podcast, I'm gonna eat. Then hop on.
Oh, yeah, what are you gonna eat?
making ramen.
Ramen?
Yeah. Oh. We went shopping, so we got some ramen, we got some seaweed. Nice. Yeah, ramen and seaweed is fucking delicious.
Man, Andrew just had some extreme teriyaki over there by Best Buy. Over there on my East Atlanta.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I never been over there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They got some, they got the beef right on top of it. And they got bento boxes. That's what we got. Yeah. That's what we got. They got a teriyaki right on top of the rice. Got some sushi right there. I don't eat sushi, so I just give them to Angel. But he has to eat some sushi.
You don't eat sushi?
I don't eat sushi.
Bro, you're wildin', bro. That shit is delicious.
No, sushi is not for me. And I think it's just because I don't know. I don't think I just like the cold raw fish. I don't know. It's just me. It's
I'd be tearing that shit.
Do you? You love it? What kind? Bro. The wasabi and everything?
Oh, yeah. I throw wasabi on that bitch, the ginger. Oh, man. Yeah, I throw all that shit on there, bro.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I just had a bad... I mean, I tried some of Angel's the other day, and I was just like, I mean, I'll never order this for myself, ever. I won't, go to a restaurant and be like, oh, shit, let me get the sushi. No.
What? No. Bro, that is me every time.
Really?
Hey, bro, let me get this sushi.
Sanabria, too. Apparently, Sanabria fucking loves sushi.
What's the last time you talked to her?
Huh? Man, I could talk to Sanabria in a minute. You know, it's been a minute.
I haven't talked to her at all last year.
I'm sure she's... I think she's still a manager at the ice cream shop in,
Over by Mala, Georgia.
Damn, is that where it is? Goodness. So yeah, you know they're far.
Oh, the one in Atlanta,
and I don't know what.
Atlanta or Marietta? I don't know.
Oh, I mean Marietta's not that far. I mean, maybe that's because I have to be up there all the time for work. But yeah, I don't know what Dwayne is up to. So yeah, I haven't heard from him in a minute, but I'm sure they're doing.
I'm sure they're doing fine.
He made the logo for the podcast. That was him. That was Dwayne.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I think he's still updating videos on YouTube, actually.
That's awesome. He's Animated Struggle. Check him out. Yeah, but, yeah, she loves sushi, too. But I would never just, it's not for me. What, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's
take a break. We're going to take a break. See where our guest is. Hopefully she's okay. And, I'm sure she's okay. But, you know, we got to make sure, because she's our friend. That's what we do. We'll be right back, guys. And we're back.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? And Brichelle is finally here.
Our special guest.
Yes. Our very special guest.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I just realized.
What's that?
Isn't this like we did this one before?
No.
We have.
Have we?
We have.
A long time ago.
Years ago. What? We have done this before. All three of us.
Not on this one. I don't remember that.
It was like the
second time I came home.
Oh, yeah. This is before he actually, stayed.
Yeah.
I have really scrambled my brain, bro. I've been smoking weed for a very long time. So I'm thinking everything. I may have forgotten some important memories. Hopefully not that too important, because I remember a lot of stuff, but I don't remember that. Did we even tell the story of how we all got together?
Yes.
Wow.
I told you in the first one with the little Michael Jackson, the finger wars.
And whose class? I never remember.
Dr. Jones.
That was a science class?
Biology.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We talked about Finger Michael Jackson?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's when we were doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember.
That was crazy. Man. Wow. The time.
Good time. This is where my friendship truly started. Yes. With you two.
Yes. You guys are
did not think I would make it this far.
My very first class with anyone in our group was really with Regina and I think Regina and Sanabria, because we had Mr. Malden together. Ooh. And then me and you guys got a class together, and I was like, hey, I see their faces, because initially you were in Jennifer's group, and then I knew you, and then I think you kind of were too.
I was with Jennifer.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Before she moved to California, right?
Texas.
I thought it was California. Oh, did you know? Bro, she's pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
Bro, she's pregnant.
Congratulations to Jen.
Congrats.
She's about to have a kid.
I just found out this morning.
Yeah, did you?
This morning?
I found out a few days ago.
I found out a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, I think it was that it's a boy.
Shout out to our friend Jennifer from our high school. Southwest DeKalb.
Congrats.
That's very awesome. We're growing up.
Yeah, she
married. We're growing up. Everybody growing up. Man, you know who else is growing up? Shelly. Because she leaving us.
Oh.
She leaving us.
I'm not going to be gone for that long.
How long you going to be gone for?
2.5-3 years.
3 years?
Nigga. That Kendall, long? She's not going to be gone that long. You have gone, bro. Yeah, bro.
I haven't been out the country for 3 years.
You honestly have no reason to talk.
I haven't been out the country for 3 years. But still,
you've been traveling. You've been state hopping.
I mean, yeah.
Bro, that's not my fault, bro.
Yeah.
But you've been gone just as long.
For the military sent you, bro.
I think the first time I saw you back, at least me personally, was when we did our very first podcast.
Yep.
That was like 4 or 5 years after graduation.
Oof.
So you ain't got nothing to say. I'll be back.
But yeah, Rochelle, you going to Guam?
I'm going.
You
want to
tell everyone why you're going to Guam?
Cause my husband wants to be a pirate killer. I guess I don't know what it's called. I'm not thinking right now.
We were
now.
Just talking about pirates, were we not?
Yeah.
We just saw
my last deployment.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So he's just going to be like, he's going to be on like civilian ships and stuff, protecting people and like weapons from pirates.
I didn't even think there was a job like that in the Navy.
Well, he's working with Marines.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. He's working with Marines.
Oh, got cool.
So, yeah. He's doing that. So, yeah, and then, like, I think the only good thing about it is I'm going to be, like, a 2-hour flight away from Japan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Japan's gonna nice. Like that. She's going to love that. Oh, yeah. She's going to be fucking over there all the time.
Angel!
My wife has come into the studio.
Oh, that looks Angel. Cozy. That looks real cozy.
The comfy? Oh, yeah. And yeah, you can purchase your own comfy at comfy.com/Eddie. Use my XP. No, I'm talking around.
I was going to say, really?
No, wouldn't it not be cool, though? Maybe. One day. Who knows? We get cool enough, people start liking us, and I'm like, hey, these guys' voices, they're funny.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Eddie got a nice voice.
Really?
Yeah, you got a real nice voice.
Thank you. My wife doesn't agree. No. Yeah, thank you, though.
I hate your voice.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm kidding.
I'm beautiful. But, yeah, going to Guam, going to be with your husband. I know you miss him. You miss him?
Actually,
where is he? Is he here?
No, right now he's in San Diego. He just landed in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
He got to do 4 weeks of some other training before he can go to Guam.
Oh, okay.
But I literally just saw him like 3 days ago.
The homie Joseph.
You just
following his dreams.
No, I drove. I drove from Georgia because he was here in Mississippi. So it was like a 5-hour drive. And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to get some dick. Fuck it.
What?
Honestly, I never heard nobody. Okay, listen. Honestly. I think to be honest, when I started driving, I started thinking like that. I was like, I'm literally driving 5 hours.
I mean,
to get dick down.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
What made you think like, that was not absurd. What she was doing? It's not absurd at all. But that's exactly what you
No, like, if you really think about it, it's not like, oh, I'm going to see my husband and spend time. No, it's like, dang.
I need this shit to be dug out. I need it dug out. Yeah, I understand. I totally get it. You know what I would do to come see Angel all the time? Bro, I'm walking very far. You know how far Wesley Chapel is from Bourne Road?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Bro, every day. As soon as I would get off work to go see him, I would go see Angel.
Wednesday. Where'd you live again?
We lived all the way, not past... Right off there on South Harrison.
Yeah. You walked all the way the fuck over there?
Yeah, like Dang. Right there. It's like right there. Right there by the Checkers.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
All the way over there.
So I would just walk there. And then nighttime would hit. I'm like, oh, shit. Sun's gone. I guess I better go home.
Dang.
I would either walk home or she would call me an Uber.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
My mom would have killed me.
Hey, you would do anything for love.
Anything for love.
And, whoo. No. But, yeah, totally. So, Shell, I totally understand, dude. I totally understand. I remember the shit you used to tell me when y'all got together, when y'all first got together. Dude, I totally get it. But we are totally... we are gonna miss you, dude. Seriously, we're gonna miss you. Like, but we'll always be in contact. We got Instagram.
You about to say Instacart. I know you was.
Instacart?
I thought you was gonna say Instagram.
I tried to drive for them once. I tried to, like, do all that and everything. Like, deliver and everything. But, like, I downloaded it, and the card was mailed to me, and I just looked at it, and I was just like...
Nah.
I just felt like I didn't get to that point yet. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not that down bad yet. Like, I got to the point where I had to drive Uber and, like, pick people up and do that for, like, a few months, but yeah. I was like...
Never again.
I'm not doing that delivery shit. I'm not doing that no more, because it was just like... It took so long to get $80. It took hours to get $80.
Damn.
Never. Never again. I'm sorry. And not saying, like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people be like, you know, this is my career, bitch. Like, I'm out here 24/7. I get it.
Yeah.
Totally understand whatever you got to do to get that bag. But me, no. I did actual FedEx deliveries. I'm not fucking doing food deliveries.
But I'm gonna be honest, like, even though I talk mad crap about Amazon delivery, I miss that shit.
Boy.
I miss it. I miss it so bad.
I missed a paycheck. I missed that paycheck.
That's all
FedEx,
it was.
Yeah, that, FedEx did that, have that paycheck. Yeah,
that paycheck every week was...
That was so good.
Like, you know, I love Weed Man, and they're paying me good right now, but FedEx, boy, especially during Christmas time.
Oh, God. Them over hours and everything.
Jesus, ooh, boy. Bro. We're working like six, like 7 days a week. Yeah, like, for real. Three weeks going in it. Yeah.
Straight. But then when you get that paycheck, you're like,
nah, I can't do this, bro.
I forgot you worked for Amazon. Boy, she used to.
I still got the videos.
We went through it together, bro. I remember that shit.
We were sending each other videos on who had the worst route.
Yeah, she was sending me all. She was like, Eddie, look at this shit. They want me to go all the way to. They want me to walk down this bitch.
Fuck that.
She was driving that bitch all the way down this gravel road. I was like, yeah, I fucking do the same thing. And you gotta think. I'm driving a big fucking...
I work for FedEx.
Yeah, you were there with me.
Fucking huge. Oh, my God.
I would fucking... You know, sometimes I would, like, drive down there for it if it's really long. But if I can see it and it's right there and it's just, like, really long and maybe I see dogs, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. I'm backing in. I'm not fucking... Yeah.
Bruh, I hated the area that I was. If I was in a different area, I might have stayed. I was in Bumblefuck. Yeah, redneck.
But you remember that night when we worked together too?
Yeah, that was the best night. Bro, that was the
easiest
night ever. That was so awesome. We were running back and forth, listening to music.
I remember he
dropped my headphone. That was crazy.
Yo,
you remember that?
Bro, I almost
dropped
that
my
shit,
headphone, and then we were out there longer because we were looking for this shit. The lady even came home and was like, "Hey, you guys okay?" I was like, "Oh yeah." Bumfuck here.
Drop the headphone. Sorry.
And it's small too.
Oh,
so we're looking
for
she's
here trying to
she's like,
him,
she's like, we're gonna okay, I'll be back. I'm coming out and help. As soon as she comes out to help, we find it. I was like, oh, we find it. I was like, oh shit, she's gonna think we're up to something. I was like, we find it. She was like, oh, okay. I'm like, fucking rush her. No. But man, it was fucking man, yeah. It was that was the best day. That was definitely the best day.
That was
day.
During, like,
I ain't gonna lie,
training.
He was throwing the packages though.
Oh.
He ain't give a fuck.
I mean, FedEx don't care.
Man. We don't.
I try not to.
You were throwing them packages too.
I try not to, but it just, you know.
I remember that night when we were trying to race to the truck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here driving off. Oh, and he's to catch up. Well, I'm going to leave this nigga.
We played football with one of the kids because I had, like, you know, I don't want to say relationship. I didn't have a relationship with a kid, but I had, like, a, you know. They would see me, and I drove down their neighborhood listening to Outkast, and I was fucking getting it, and I was behind a car, so they were, like, taking forever getting out of the driveway, and I'm getting it, right? I'm not paying attention to what I'm seeing. They're right there. They're like, yeah.
Kids are the best.
So then I would come back. They would see me. They trip out. I throw the ball around or whatever, and then I hop back in the car. Remember we did that one time?
Yeah,
they were really cool. They would give me candy, fucking Dr. Pepper, Cokes. I was like, yo, these white kids are cool.
In your area.
So, yeah. It was pretty cool.
This is a new name.
Yeah, man. Noonan. I was in Bungalow.
I think you were probably like in Carrollton or some shit.
No, I was Lake Lanier, bruh.
What you doing out there?
Yeah, you were out there far. Bruh. We were maybe like 30 minutes from Austell.
Nah, I had to drive.
That was an hour out, bro.
No, it wasn't.
Bro, it took an hour. Like
40 to 30 minutes.
Well, from Noonan, to Noonan, that's like a
From Mapleton, bro, that's an hour. Because we took the back roads.
Oh, you guys take back roads. You don't take the highway?
Yeah, I always took the back roads. I hated the highway. I took the back roads
all the time. I was working with someone. That man took the 85.
Did he? Yeah. Oh, I didn't like taking the 85.
We can take the highway? Said, look, man. Oh, yeah. As soon as we get these trucks, bro, we can take the highway. I don't know about all that, but,
I always took the back road. Yeah, it just seemed easier because no one was on the road. Nah. It was just straightforward, but one day it was, like, snowing. It was dark. I was like, holy shit.
Bro, my truck to a ditch. Bro, my truck broke down.
Oh, yeah, damn. Man, I remember you were out
bro,
there.
So I had to call Freddie. I'm like, hey, yo, Freddie, you ain't gonna believe this shit.
I think he did believe it, didn't he? It happens to FedEx trucks.
I'm stuck out here, bro. Yes. I am, like, 40 minutes out, bro. I'm on a back road to get to New Orleans, bro. It's dark, and police show up.
Dang. Oh yeah.
So what you doing out here, bro? My truck broke down, bro. I'll call someone. They on the way.
They on the way. White cops too.
Luckily, my truck was empty. Empty that bitch and went home.
It has happened to me on numerous because I worked for them for like 4 years, I think. Damn. One time, I remember one time I had a ton of packages that I couldn't deliver on time. I was just sitting there, like, stressing. I'm like, holy fuck, it's getting dark. Like, I'm gonna have to go back. Like, there's no way I'm gonna deliver these packages. It's super dark. I'm not walking up to these houses at dark. A cop pulls up behind me. Oh, I'm like,
damn.
Thank you. Thanks, God. Comes up and he's like, hey, man, so one of the houses, you know, called, said that you were just sitting here. They were just wondering if you're okay. I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'm good. I'm just pulling on schedule, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, what I'm going to do here with all these packages or whatever. He was like, oh, okay, well, you know, just wanted to make sure you were doing good.
Not but whatever.
And I was like, yeah, thanks. So he walks away, and I was like, I know exactly who fucking called. I know that house right there just called. I know for sure.
Dang.
But, so then I leave. So, yeah, I got stuck a few times. I've gotten stuck in people's driveways before, like, maybe 3, maybe 5 times. Tons of times. One time, I actually got stuck because they had a big machinery in the driveway and shit. And I couldn't get out without hitting that. So I was like, they had to get a friend with a big heavy-duty truck. Because, you know, they got trucks out there.
Yeah.
Like,
of course, they all do heavy-duty.
Yeah, heavy-duty trucks and all that. Man, I remember the day you left. I was completely shocked. Completely shocked. Get back to the station, right? I probably had a whatever type of day. You know, I'm not really thinking about it.
Me.
They are like, yo, Eddie, you know where Kendall's at? I was like, no, I do not. They're like, well, like, his truck is over there. It's completely full. We don't know what happened. He's not answering our phone calls. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. I'm calling him. He's not answering. I guess you put your phone on do not disturb. And I called Gina, right?
Shitty day.
And she's like, so I don't know what's really going on, but, you know, he does get like this. So you just like, let him, like, do his thing. You should probably just let him do his thing. I was like, oh, okay. And then I think a few hours go by, and then you finally call me. You let me know, like, bro, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it no more. Fucking niggas, they did not pay me enough for this. What really happened? Bro.
So, like, after that shit show up a run I had the day before, I get this run today. I'm going to places that's not even on my route.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Right. But I still don't know my route yet.
We get random routes. We don't get the same route.
I always do that shit.
Right. I haven't had enough time to learn any route, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And then,
like, they haven't settled him on it, like, on his own shit yet. He's still new.
New.
I had some going to Atlanta.
Ooh.
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 Like, oh, in the city.
Yes.
Fuck that. I hate
it. Why is this in my truck? Dude, I'm going to need you to deliver all these.
Nah, bro.
This shit is filled to the brim, bro. I had at least 250 packages in that bitch.
You only had 250 packages? Well, your shit's heavy, though, so I can imagine.
One of them bitches was a goddamn couch.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Don't tell me that couch belonged to Atlanta. I'll be so mad.
No.
Oh, God.
It was literally like my last stop before I gave up.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That shit was at a hill. A steep hill.
Oh, why do people do this?
It's like a steep hill all the way down here, and there's a house right there.
Hell no.
And I can't back into it because it's too steep.
Yeah.
Afraid it might get stuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
I understand. Yeah.
Shit. I never had a bad... I didn't have a bad first couple of days. Mine was actually pretty good. It was until week two.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized that they fucked me over on some of these routes. But I was still kicking it. I was still going with it. And then they switched my route. And then I'm like, okay, well, I gotta learn a new route. But I kid you not, I think I've been bitten by a dog.
Oh, yeah, I have to.
I've been bitten by a dog. I've been stared at by neighbors. One guy, one of my packages, because we can't go over 50 pounds, one of them, I think it was a lie. They put 49 pounds, but I think that shit was like 60 pounds. They just wanted to pass it on. And this guy, his house was on a steep little... It was like, it wasn't on a hill, but it was like steep. So I was like, my truck's not getting up there. And I was like, okay, I can walk on the grass. He ordered 5 of these 60-pound packages.
Oh,
jeez.
And this nigga literally came out of the house. Right, and was doing something. I guess water. I can't remember, but he was doing other things. He saw me. He said hi. I looked at him trying to carry all 6, like all of his packages. And I looked at him. I was like, listen, I understand that women can do everything that men can do, and da da da, and women empowerment. But you see my tiny ass. You gonna help me? Help me?
Oh no.
And what gets me is in Amazon, people can instruct you on where to put their packages. Like, instructions on where to put it.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I read it if I can't, but then I don't be reading that shit. So, he wanted his packages on his porch, hidden behind the rocking chair. I guess it was a gift he was building for his wife. I said, fuck that. You're outside right here. I'm not doing that. I'm putting them right there at the bottom of his porch, and I left.
Where you can see them,
sir. Where you can see them, and then I left. I was like, fuck that. Yeah, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah.
I got stuck 3 times, but, you know, when you're a woman, men come out to help get you out. So I didn't really have to wait that long.
Fuck you.
So I would say I had that privilege.
Had me waiting for hours, bro. Like, hours. Yes, sir. Fuck that. Not going out to help that nigga. No.
But, yeah, I think, and once I got my route, I made, like, a couple of friends and stuff. They were cool. And they were nice and everything. I saw too many naked people on my routes. Because,
what the fuck?
Because up there, nobody uses curtains. So you could see all up in their house. So I literally would go to someone's house, singing songs, putting my headphones in and all that. Putting the speaker loud because I want to make sure people hear me. And I just see a naked person just walk across. It could be a child. It could be
a child.
One little kid, one time he came running outside naked.
I saw that once too.
And like, I was like, bro, like.
Whose child is
they
this?
They wouldn't know, like, they, like. You know how some parents are scatterbrained. They don't think. They're not thinking about it. Their kids just running around naked.
Especially
they
in
have
the
a knock
areas.
On the door. I got to get a signature or whatever. Hey, how you doing, FedEx? I just need a signature. Sonic kid runs up completely nude. I'm startled. I look down. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. Walk away. Run to the fucking
bruh.
Yeah. So I did. Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember I trained. I remember I was so good that they let me train the newcomers.
Oh yeah.
So I was training new people. One girl, she talked so much big shit. She said, oh, yeah, I could do this. I could do this. Oh, this is easy. This is easy. I was like, okay, cool. I let her drive to get a little thing. I did half of the route, and then she did the other half. And she was getting it. She was understanding. Tell me why the next day she goes on by herself. They give her literally, she had, they go by stops. So she had 50 stops, which
cake.
Which in packages, she had less than 60 packages.
Cake.
Easy. Easy. But sometimes it'd be spread out. But yeah. Easy. Yeah. Easy. That day, I had 190, 200 stops, which packages, I had 400 packages.
Not cake.
400 packages with 200 stops.
Not cake.
That's literally two packages per stop. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to do this. I'm running. My van filled. Everything's falling over because I'm in the boomies. So my car's just shaking. So everything keeps tumbling over. I took pictures of it and sent it to I was like, look at this shit. My tote's falling over and everything. I finished, completely finished, by, I would say, 3 o'clock p.m. We started at 9, finished at 3.
Oh, get out. You fucking amazing. Damn. That's an amazing accomplishment right there.
Yes.
That's a lot of fucking practice. Stuff to be done at like
3?
That's
because
amazing.
I have an hour drive back.
What is so that, 6 hours?
Yeah, but technically it's an hour drive back. So we get our packages at 9 o'clock. We leave the station 9:30, 9:40 because they want us out at a certain time.
You pretty much finished at 10.
I have to drive. 10. Yeah, I have to drive an hour to my first stop. So I don't really start the first package until 10:30-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
I finish at 3:15. I got to drive an hour back. I'll be done by 4:30 the latest. 5 o'clock if I'm really just lazy. Tell me why on my way back, I stop, filled up on gas at the, because we fill up at the end. I get a call from the guy, the lady who hired me, the distribution lady. She says, have you heard from so-and-so? I was like, no, I didn't hear anything from so-and-so. I'm going to need you to go get her truck. I said, what do you mean go get her truck? I'm filling up. I can't waste to go back. Where is she? She's, where are you now? I was like, I'm here at the QT by the station. Oh, hold on. She's like an hour away from you. Can you go get her? What do you mean go get her? What happened? Apparently she had a panic attack because she couldn't drive. She just couldn't drive the truck. I guess she got scared. So, me and my manager, I was like, hold on. Huh? So, me and my manager got into the van. We drove to her. And then she says, can you finish delivering her packages? And then she and the girl drove back. And I was like, how many packages does she got? I looked in the thing. Remember, she had 50 stops. This girl only did 10 stops.
Bro.
I was so mad. I was like,
40 more stops.
God, why? So I did it. I didn't get back until like 7, 8 o'clock. And then I was like, bruh, I said, F it. I'm not filling up. They can fill up the next morning. So I drove that truck and I just dropped off everything and then I went straight home. Bro. I was so tired. I was just so tired.
And then I had to go back the very, in like a few more hours.
In the next hours. And then the thing is, while I was still doing that, they wanted me to rescue someone else. I was like, bruh, no, I already did a whole, I'm doing two vans. I did two vans.
That was that shit that always got me. That's what, you know, at the end of the day, I know I got fired from FedEx. But, like, you know, still, all that bullshit that they were doing, all that, could you come in Saturday, you got next Saturday off, I promise. Then Saturday rolls around, could you come in tomorrow? All that bullshit.
But here's the thing. I understand, like, FedEx. You guys gotta lift heavy shit. Yeah. Amazon, I feel like nobody should be calling that. I feel like Amazon is too easy of a... It's a little easier. You ain't gotta lift 100 pounds or set up someone's furniture.
I can't say that. I did Amazon for a little bit, but it was that heavy-duty shit.
When you
did have to go, like, set up their TV and shit.
Why would you do that to us? Oh, they pay more.
It was whatever. I did it for a few months. But, yeah, no, it's still very hard because y'all gotta be like in that close in the city and shit. You know, there's not a lot of parking spots and stuff. You still gotta walk across the street more. Or,
I mean, but you were in I'm the out city in the area.
Country. I was out in the country area.
You were country?
Yeah, Noonan. Yeah, it was fine. I was totally fine. Everybody, you know, I was, right. My route was cake. It was kind of cake, you know. I got along with the guy I was picking up with,
yep.
And everything. He was real cool, Mr. D. You know,
I would say like the routes. I never got like a sound route. Every day was a different route. One minute I'll be here, one minute I'll be there, and then you know how it depends on. That's how we know when we get there how many packages and stops. That's how you know what route you're in. If you have 200 packages with like 400, you know, stop and all that stuff, that means you're in a good area, which is a neighborhood, which means everything's close. But if you got like 200 stops with 100 and something package or like 200 something packages, them bitches far as hell. You one stop here, 5 minute drive to the next one, 7 minute drive, 10 minute drive to this one, bruh.
Yeah.
That's why I always try to take the most, because it's right there. Your next door neighbor literally probably ordered the same thing you ordered, and I just dropped both of y'all packages right there. Simple.
When I was with Amazon, I do remember it being like that. It was different routes every time. Yep. But with FedEx, they tried to, you know, when I first started, that's how they were doing it. But one day, they had me out in Atlanta. I had like 70 stops. I didn't know where any of these places were. I could barely get into the apartment. And I was like, yo, how do I get into the apartment? No one's answering the phone. I'm really on a fuck you level right now. You know? I'm like, I'm like,
return them.
I'm not doing this. This is crazy. It's Saturday, right? I'm really like one of the only people here.
Yep.
So I'm like, no to this, because they really why they keep doing me like this, you know. I'm really getting to that level, and it takes me a long time to get to that point. You know, I try to like be cool Eddie all the time, but when I get to that point, it's really a fuck you type vibe. So I dropped the car off, I called Gina, and this is actually probably one of the biggest days of my life, because this is when I started smoking weed. Because I called Gina I was like, yo, I got $70. Can you get me a bag? She was like, yo, I got you. Meet me at the park. Quan will be there. We'll just chill. Got to the park. Me and Angel there. Smoking. I'm getting high. It's awesome. I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I can do this. I think I can do this.
Oh.
Get to the car. I'm high as fuck. I'm chilling in the car. I get a call from Valinda, Freddie's wife. Remember?
Yeah.
She's like, yo, Ed, what happened? I was like, what happened? I didn't know where anything was. Like, I told y'all, like, I'm good in Noonan. That's where I'm at. Y'all gotta put me in Noonan. I'm fine over there. I got y'all over there. And then she was like, okay, I'm just gonna keep you in Noonan. I understand. That's your route now. But you follow me on this, because now I got to finish these deliveries. I'm like, yeah, all right, understand. See you tomorrow. Well, I mean, I think it was like, I'll see you Monday or whatever. But yeah, that was, yeah. And you definitely got to that point where you fucked me. You said, fuck that.
Geez. Yeah. I said, you know what? I'm going to just take this shit back. I'm going to go home. I didn't even smoke that night.
No.
You was that stressed.
I broke down.
Were you with Karen at that point?
No.
No.
Oh, man. I bet it would have been better.
Ah.
That would have been better.
Stop.
Yeah. Baby.
Stop.
That absolute fuck down.
Just need that hug.
Fucking FedEx. You got to understand, baby. Oh, tell me about
it. You just need it.
I went to my room. I was living with my grandmother at that point.
Yeah.
I went to my room and I cried.
Damn, bro, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry I put you
in that situation.
Oh. No, I was even at my grandmother's. I was at my brother's house. And I was sleeping on the air mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I cried down there. By myself.
You cried? I've never been that bad. I've never been that bad.
It was that bad.
Actually, no, I cried in the truck.
I never wanted to work.
Cried in the truck?
I cried in the truck.
I cried that day.
Mm. Bruh.
On my last, when I did that hill, with that steep hill.
That steep hill with the
furniture. That shit made me cry, bro.
Oh, bro, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have a hand truck?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's next. No. Are we supposed to have hand trucks?
Yeah, you're supposed to have a hand truck.
I never got one.
Really?
I never got one.
Supposed to have one in every truck.
That's some bull.
That's how Amazon do. And I don't care if they hear this. That's how Amazon fucking does.
This was FedEx. I'm going home. FedEx. Fuck this job.
Amazon, bro.
Fuck whoever calls me.
Damn.
Put his shit right on. Do not disturb. Walked right the fuck out that bitch. I don't even know. Karen. What, probably threw your badge away.
I think Karen actually talked to me that night.
Really?
Oh, dang, y'all having moments. Wow,
yeah. It was moments on these terrible days.
We wasn't even dating.
Damn.
We wasn't even talking.
You know what that means, right?
Hey.
It was meant to be.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Damn.
She convinced me to call you that night. Like,
hey. I'm glad you did. Because I was super. I hope this nigga didn't get kidnapped.
I quit this job. But I realized I left my goddamn headphones in that fucking truck.
Oh.
So I had to go up there the next day, pick up my headphones.
Why did you just ask Eddie to pick it up for you?
I wasn't waiting that fucking long.
Okay, you're right.
And if Freddie sees me, I'm just trying to sneak in,
you
can get out. Freddie called me. So what happened, man? I said, yo, bro, I quit.
Damn.
Fuck you, bro. I quit. Damn. Said, damn, bro, you could at least give him a heads up.
Yeah.
You should have given me a heads up about all them goddamn boxes y'all gave me. You expect me to go to Atlanta and do it, nigga? Fuck you.
Bro.
I totally get it. Yeah.
And then y'all would have paid me trash, bro. Y'all didn't pay me for a whole fucking month.
What?
Because they wouldn't get my fucking taxes.
Oh.
They wouldn't give me a taxes sheet so I could start my fucking taxes. Mm. And get direct deposit.
Damn.
Y'all niggas literally worked me like a goddamn slave.
Damn, at least Amazon paid me. Damn. I'm sorry to hear that.
She said, if we don't pay y'all the first week. I said, all right, you know what? That's fine.
Damn.
3 weeks passed by.
Damn.
$600 is all I get.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. I remember.
I said, yo, why am I getting so little? Go by the amount of boxes you scan. Most of the time, you just helping out.
What?
That's what they said.
Yeah.
What kind of job is that?
You get paid by the boxes. And Antoinette kept saying that shit, too. Every meeting. She said, we're going to deduct y'all if y'all keep leaving boxes. They never do.
Because it doesn't matter. The pay's still small.
$600.
Fuck that job, boy.
Damn.
$600. I get it. I had for all that.
I totally get it, bro.
I'd be getting home at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning just to wake up 3 hours later to do it all over again.
You're making me so emotional. Oh, God.
I said, fuck this job. With all my heart.
With all due respect.
I deleted the numbers.
Damn.
I don't talk to no one there.
Damn.
But Ed. And that's because he's a longtime friend.
I haven't talked to anyone else since I left either, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Then I started working at Dart. And boy, oh boy.
Hey, maybe
that job was so much easier.
Oh, okay.
Buying like the bullshit that came with it, bro. All my pants full of ink. Nah. And then I'm getting cussed out because I'm not making enough boxes in time.
Enough.
Fuck you, bro.
Let's save it for next one. I got you. Oh, man. I don't want to end it because I wanted to tell you guys a scary story, but not really a scary story, but a true story about the Essex. Do you guys know the Essex? The ship that was crushed, well, not necessarily crushed, but destroyed by a whale, and that's what they based Moby Dick off of. Do you guys know that story?
No. I ever heard about that.
It's pretty intense, but... Moby Dick is based off of Moby Dick, but it actually really happened. Like, an actual whale really did destroy a ship.
Oh, shit.
But it was like...
I think I heard.
Yeah. It was like on accident, though. But you can't... I mean, you know, technically it wasn't like an accident, but I'd have to explain it all to you and everything for you to actually understand.
Ah.
But they have a movie about it called The Heart of the Sea with Chris Hemsworth and Tom Holland.
Ooh.
It's a good movie. Yeah. So I was like, yo, this actual story. So this really happened. I was like, this ain't really, like, it's not like the Captain Ahab, like, I got, like, to kill this whale type of shit, you know? Obsession. Like, yeah, yeah, it's not like that. It's just like, holy shit, a whale destroyed our ship. Are we gonna die out here? Yeah, like, we only have these boats. It's only us. What are we gonna do here? Like, there's other ships around, but are we ever gonna see one? You know? So it's really one of those type of survival stories. Ah. You know, but in the movie, they make it so much like
dramatic.
Yeah, you know,
of course,
like the whale is following them and shit. All
right, you know, come on. That's now. True, but they could just be paranoid.
Yeah, but it actually happened. But it actually happened, and I heard the whole story on it.
That one is very intense.
Not everyone died. I'm probably not gonna get the number right, but I want to say like 5 people made it back, and there was maybe like 40 people on this boat.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so
damn, that's a big win.
And it was like, you know, man, it's so much like it was like when you know why they did whaling, right? It was to, you know,
it was for the whales,
candles or something.
Yeah. It was because the whales produce some kind of thing that they use.
Yeah, for candles or some shit. And apparently, it was like the best type of, you know, for candles and
like
some shit.
Like their oil or something. Hmm. Oil.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the oil.
The oil.
Oil. Okay.
The whale's oil.
Crazy, right? So they would do all this whaling. They were killing mad whales, like tons of whales. You would think, like, bro, how? They had wooden ships and stakes. How are they doing this? Humans, bro. They found a way. They were killing mad whales, like lots of them. And this was at a point where, like, this was one of the only jobs where a black man and a white man could get paid at the same time. So there were black people on the ships as well. Black men, you know, they still get, you know, working with white people, still getting treated the, you know, the same way, but getting paid the same, you know.
Right.
And at this point, you know, you kill a few whales. You bring that shit back, you know, you got some money. Okay, maybe you're gone for a few years, but when the wives are at home, spending that money. Because they're getting paid. You killing beasts, bro. You know, you get it?
Right.
So, it is crazy, but everyone knows, you like, you know, you marry one of these guys, they pretty much know. Lots of these women knew, like, there's a chance this nigga not going to come back, you know. Because,
damn.
You know, it's fighting. They're fighting beasts. Yeah, right. It's a dangerous job. So you know, they at home. You know, doing what they doing. You know, spending the money. They're out there fighting whales. So, okay, fuck it. I'm gonna tell the story. Now I'm into it. Okay, so the Essex, great ship. I'm gonna make it like real cut and drop. You know, real cut and short, whatever. But I'm gonna get to the main points. So okay, the Essex. Big ship or whatever, had tons of voyages and whatever and all that stuff. They're like, okay, let's send it out again, you know, go out for a few years, get some more oil, come back, and then, you know, everything Gucci. So they got a captain, you know, gotta have a captain, a second mate, they get a few guys. I think they had like 4 black dudes or whatever, 4 or 5 black dudes. They get out there. And apparently they've been doing this with this ship for a very long time. You know. It's happened, you know. And they're out there, they kill a few whales, and they're out there for a few months, taking a few times. Apparently they like eating turtles or something. They're like eating sea turtles. They just got sea turtles all across the deck, and they would just grab one, smash it, and just eat the turtle.
I guess the
bro. Humans, man. They go to a whole island, set it to blaze on a prank. Nigga, and destroy the entire ecosystem of an island off of a prank.
Fuck.
Humans, bruh. So,
God, why?
Apparently, one day they're out. And they're going to, like, okay, down she blows. There's a whale. Let's go get her. They're out. A few other guys are back at the main ship, the Essex, fixing a whaling boat, you know, one of the smaller boats.
Right.
And I think there was something about a dumping happening at the bottom of the boat, and you know, whales connect, you know, they communicate with vibrations and all that. Apparently it was sending out a threatening sound, you know, when two male bulls get together. You know what male animals do. Yo, bro, what's up? What you trying to do, my nigga? Throw your hands, guy. What you trying to do? Bow, 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 you know, shit like that. They fight. So apparently the whale was like, yo, nigga, what? And swam up full force and went straight through the fucking middle of the boat, bro. Destroy the boat. Go back down. Get another crack at it. Run. Swims back up full speed.
I believe it.
Cracks it. Destroys it. Done. The boat is destroyed. No more. The captain's looking back. Everyone on the other whaling ships trying to get a whale. Looking back like, yo, didn't we park the ship right there, my nigga? Like, what happened? They swim back. They're like, yo, what the fuck? They're like, yo, nigga, a fucking whale. Like, are you serious? We didn't just get attacked or nothing? I was like, yeah, by a whale. Damn. Get them up into the boat. And they're like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So now they're out there, you know. They're out there for a long time. You got to think, like, crazy. Where are they going to go?
That island they blew up.
I watched videos and I listened to a podcast on it. So apparently they had options. There's an island here, here, here. There's an island here. They're like here, you know. Mm. And it's not like 3 miles. Again. Right. It's 300 miles or whatever like to get to here, beach, here, here. Or like a long time to get to even here. They're here, right? They're a long ways from like civilization. Okay. So the captain's like, okay, here are our options. We got maybe a few days to get to these 3 islands. But here's the thing. We've heard rumors about these islands being cannibals. Oh, jeez. Bro, I'm not even joking. Cannibals. Also, I be hearing they be doing some gay shit up there.
Are you serious?
Gay shit? Yo, I'm not on that vibe. Me neither, bro, to be real with you.
All you guys are on the ship for months. Yeah.
You not lying. They're on the ship for months, right? Months. Bro. They sucking each other's dicks anyway. Yo, they already doing it. Exactly, what are you talking about? Bro. What are you talking about? Oh, God. It's only going to take weeks to get to these 3. They like, nah, let's just risk it getting to that one. So.
That one was the one with the cannibals?
No, the farther away one. Oh. But they know, you know, like, you know, this is where the whalers stop or whatever. They're swimming. They're, you know, paddling. Of course, a few people died. One guy died from pneumonia.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, first white guy died. They get to an island. They get to an island. They leave 3 people behind. They get what they can, and they leave 3. Because they were like, yo, fuck that being out in that water. No way. If y'all get rescued, come back and get us. Like, you know,
come back and get us.
We going to stay here, though. So 3 people stayed. Smart. The rest were like, okay, we just going to keep going. Keep going. One black dude died. They died. Apparently, they said they put his body out into, you know, to sea. No, you know, to whatever. So they said they did that.
They did not.
Next black guy died.
Oh, damn. Jesus.
Back to back, right?
Oh, okay. No. They
said back to back. They eat him. They eat him. But here's the thing.
They're no different than cannibals.
Here's the thing. They're not getting much, like, nutrition, you know. Because he wasn't as big, you know, because they weren't feeding. They're black. They weren't feeding them the same portions as the rest of everyone else, right?
Right.
So they're skinny dudes. They're skinny black dudes. Okay, another guy dies. They eat him.
Oh,
there's a lot of cannibalism going on.
Exactly.
People gotta live.
Why are you not going now, to cannibal?
Yeah, because now they're pulling steaks to see whoever, you know, dies next will eat. Yeah. You know?
Jesus.
That's sad.
Yeah, short straw, you know, because they didn't got no more to eat. They resorted to, like, you know, trying to catch birds and turtles and, you know, ate their last turtle.
I have a question.
Jesus. Yeah.
What happens if the person who grabbed the short end and he was supposed to die next, he doesn't die next?
Oh, no, because eventually it resorted to, like, you know, we're already, like, getting to the point of starvation.
Ah.
They just would, you know, fucking kill them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so then they would just, you know, and then eat them.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and then let's not forget that part. So, yeah, you know, I think one black dude survived.
Thank God.
Because I think he was one of the ones that stayed behind on the island or something. Because those guys, just by the way, because they, like I said, a few people did get rescued. After a while, you know, they get rescued. Another whaling ship sees them. You know, there's probably like 2 people on the boats now.
Jeez.
And they started off with like 3 whaling boats. It's down to 1.
you know, because they drift away. Eventually, they drifted apart. You know, they get they find the captain, and I think some other guy. They get them back on. You know, Chris Hemsworth played the captain. Tom Harlan played the other guy. They had to live.
They had to.
The other guy writes the book, Moby Dick. They go back to the island. The three guys, they lived. They were alive. It was like, yo, nigga, we found coconuts, dude. Y'all made it back.
Bruh.
Shit, bro, we were chilling. Bruh, I think they wiped out that whole ecosystem, too. Cause they were just eating.
Bruh.
Yeah, chilling. So
they survived.
Yeah, they survived. Get back, dude writes it in Moby Dick. The captain goes back into the whaling business.
Nah.
Another ship sinks that one. He's definitely done now. Now he's night. Now they're like, okay, bro, you aren't good at this, apparently. Now you just can't whale. Now you can't be a captain no more. A few other guys did what they did. I think one of the guys killed himself. Mm-hmm. You know, the other guy made Moby Dick. And then that's how we made Moby Dick. And everyone just, you know, the Essex was like, you know, one of the biggest, you know, ship falling stories. You know, ship sinking stories besides the Titanic.
Oh, and, did you hear they're making Titanic?
Are they? Yeah, like another movie?
Not the movie.
Like a real life Titanic
that people can buy tickets to ride on. And it's going on the same path as the original Titanic. I say, that's not for me.
That seems like a real fuck you.
That sounds like a trap.
Yeah. Well, what if they pass the souls and the rest of them are like, yo, you think we should like let them, you know, go through? Or fucking push another iceberg so they experience what we got.
Bruh, that sounds like a trap.
Yeah, that's scary.
Like, it's a trap. One of the biggest ship stories ever told. You're gonna redo the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even 100 years later.
Damn. Jack is like, I'm sure Jack is like, yo, why? Why? He couldn't fit on that door. Yeah, no. Shout out my nigga Jack.
Oh, you know they said the director said that he could have fit on it, but he didn't. He wanted to make the scene dramatic, and I was like, no, you made it stupid because you made the door too big. I can understand if he made the door smaller, but he made it too big, so people already had the illusion.
Yeah,
he could have made it.
That's hilarious. Oh man. Okay. Well, now we do have to end it.
Yes.
Oh man, because I gotta get ready for this thing, and
I have to. You gotta eat dinner, actually, and then play with my bros.
Yeah, and get back to the missus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
I'm not married.
Not married.
Do not lie like that. I'm not married.
I mean, might as well be. Right? At this point.
I mean, at this point, everybody's married at this point.
Almost. Almost everyone.
Almost everybody's getting married now, so.
Yeah. Might as well. We're actually married.
Yeah, but you married first out of all of our friends. You and Angel married first, and then that's when everybody started following.
That is true. That is true.
You guys been married longer than anybody.
Hell yeah, I guess so. I guess 5 years,
right? No.
Yeah.
How long they been married for?
Oh,
2013, you guys graduated. I think you guys got married in 2016, 2017.
No, it's been about 2 years. For marriage?
Of marriage? Yeah, you guys been married a while.
Let's end this before I get in trouble.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. So this has been the Laughing at Life podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been fun. I still love doing this. I hope we continue to keep doing this. We hope to have you again on soon, Shelly.
Of course.
We got you till May 1st.
May 1st.
I think you're leaving us.
Don't worry. I'll be here.
Right.
Planning parties.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, guys. We will talk to you or see you later. Hey, Kendall, you want to say something before we leave?
Everyone have a good night.
Everyone have a good night.